We've got it.
This transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are go.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Do we have a lot of key information to cover today? It is all off the charts right now. And I'm going to do my best on this live Sunday edition. This is normally the day that you pay your income tax that we didn't get till 1913, right out of the Communist Manifesto. Check it for yourself. It's one of the planks directly to the folks that wrote the Communist Manifesto, the private European money changer bankers, who on record took over Europe with private central banks and fraud and fractional reserve banking and have now taken over our country in 1913, the same year giving us the income tax to pay for the interest on creating dollars, Federal Reserve notes. That's what we're talking about. In fact, today I'm going to be able here on air on the radio to talk about, and for people watching at prisonplanet.tv, to show you a United States note. Later I'll show you a close shot of this. This is U.S. note, itself a fiat currency, but no debt is created. The government just issues it as a symbol of exchange. Instead of giving Goldman Sachs, one of the chief shareholders of the private Federal Reserve, and J.P. Morgan Chase, interest on being allowed to have money. It makes money the economy, money they control. You understand the level of that fraud? This is how they control the society, and they want to raise the income taxes right now with the Buffett rule on the middle class and nouveau riche wealthy, because the elite aren't exempt from all the major taxes and will transfer the money offshore in new banker bailouts. And we have an article up at Infowars.com. Red alert, Buffett rule is a criminal scam. New bank bailout to be funded with the new increase in taxes. That article is red linked up at Infowars.com. So that is some of what is coming up on the broadcast today. So red alert, Buffett rule is a criminal scam. That is up at InfoWars, and it is so important to get out to everybody. And I will prove when we go over the article, there it is, a new banker bailout to be funded by giant tax hikes. That's the headline at Infowars.com. At PrisonPlanet.com, it has the headline from the video itself. Red alert, Buffett rule is a criminal scam. I knew I'd written both headlines, but I was getting confused reading this headline because it was from Prison Planet. Paul Watson took the headline that was from the YouTube and used that, whereas I wrote the other headline on Infowars.com myself. And I will document that coming up. How the Buffett rule could still be escaped by the highest earning householders. Of course, they wrote the legislation. Just like the insurance companies wrote Obamacare to make everybody buy their product and change what healthcare is with the insurance companies and HMOs through federal computers tell doctors what they can do. It's a takeover of medicine, so it's eugenics-based, not Hippocratic Oath-based, do-no-harm-based. And it's about making you buy the product and social engineering all of society. Now, I talked about this earlier in the week, and it's in Forbes, and it's also in Fox and the LA Times. Oh, the IRS, you're not going anywhere. Domestic checkpoints and how that ties into the control grid we've been talking about. We've got the war on women going into high gear with sniveling Bill Maher, the fascist, posing as a liberal. We have the feminists praising abortion and making jokes about dead babies. Very, very sick. We have massive, massive news on the whole Secret Service situation and a new Taliban offensive in Afghanistan.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Blasting out coast to coast on the AM and FM dial. Simulcasting at InfoWars.com on the audio and video streams at PrisonPlanet.tv. Thank you so much for joining us for this live worldwide transmission of InfoWars. I am your host, Alex Jones. Normally, we'd be paying our income tax to the private Federal Reserve today, but there's a federal occupation holiday tomorrow. And so we'll be paying our taxes to the private run-for-profit Federal Reserve on Tuesday. And I'm going to be breaking down the difference between the Federal Reserve and Federal Express. No difference. They're both private. And dovetailing that with real U.S. money, like this $5 United States dollar bill, U.S. note, versus a Federal Reserve note. I'm going to explain to people how we've been under banker occupation for a long time, and they're now openly announcing a dictatorship over Europe. I'm going to show you those headlines. But first, let me just give you a smattering of what's in the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16 stacks. Some of these stacks are 20 stories or more thick, okay? This is why I get so crazy by the time I get on air. It's out of frustration just ever attempting to even cover this. Activists plan week of protest against new House cybersecurity legislation. CISPA, and it is worse than the SOPA bill. It allows the Pentagon to shut down any website without a judge, jury. It is total surveillance over the entire web. They've got organizations out there like the Electronic Frontier Foundation and others explaining that it is worse than communist Chinese-style firewalls against free speech. And it is mind-blowing, but so is everything else that's happening in this country. Who would have ever believed that we've got socialist health care going in that thousands of White House contributors are exempt from, written by the insurance companies to rip people off, selling the dumb socialists that it's a free lunch? That is coming up. Who would have ever believed that cloned meat is already in the food supply? Who would have ever believed that in every major study, the GMO crops that grow their own pesticide in them are causing organ failure in every species they're fed to, including humans? Who would have believed we've gone from 1 in 25,000 people getting autism to now 1 in 50-something? Who would have believed pediatric cancers would be over 10,000% more common than they were in the 1950s? Look it up. All on purpose, all by design. I can't go to a restaurant now without, I mean, I was in a restaurant the other night and there were two children in there, two separate tables in both of them. One was obviously autistic. The other had some type of chromosomal disorder, probably Down's. Everywhere I go. I mean, that we are being absolutely soft kill devastated right now. That's the number one issue. I'm sorry. I was looking at this story. I got a stack of them here where how the system's killing us. But let's look at how they're teaching us to love our deaths. I'm sure you've noticed on the newsstands or when you're even at the grocery store, because I know I've seen it over and over again, they'll have end caps. Meaning, basically, it's being given away. Whenever you see an end cap, it's being discounted to the a retailer, generally. Saying, Life Without Humans, the audiobook, or The World After Humans. There's all these different TV shows, how great it'll be, how we're trash, how we're scum, hate ourselves, get into death, lay down, children are horrible, men are horrible, men are supposed to be weak, women are the boss. But if a woman actually tries to raise her children and be empowered, then she's trash, this war on women. Lazy scum women, like Bill Maher said a few nights ago that Mitt Romney's wife, I heard the clip today, it's all over the news, Yeah, well, she never had to get up at 7 and go to a job and deal with a boss. No, she just had to feed, you know, 5 boys and get them all dressed and do the homework and get them to the school and put up with problems and put up with the bullies and put, I mean, I'm a parent and my wife has a tougher job most days than I do. And I'm at work usually till 7 at night. I mean, I was home today trying to get them to finish their schoolwork and stuff for the end of the school year and dealing with cleaning the house and stuff. And I mean, you know, my kids are a little bit spoiled like most modern children, but they're good. And you know what? It's frustrating. It's easier to deal with adults all day than with children. I'll tell you right now. The idea, it's Miss Magazine, CIA, you didn't know the CIA funded Miss Magazine? It's on record, Gloria Steinem. They wanted all the women in the workforce to pay taxes to the private Federal Reserve, and so the state could raise children. If you want a career, great. If you don't want to have kids, fine. If you, whatever, just stop bashing families and stop saying it's bad. I mean, I've seen the stuff from the 60s and 70s on the news where they would go, women, you're pathetic if you're not working in a factory. You're pathetic. And then, of course, they still talk about wage disparities with women, even though they have 60%+ of the college graduates now, and most of the new hiring being done is women executives. The corporate world actually likes women that'll commit and not have kids. But the women all, on average, huge numbers of them, want to end up and have kids, usually by the time they're 45 and it's too late. Because of all the sterilants and the rest of it. I mean, there's a whole phenomenon with that. Gloria Steinem, she sure has a man and got her kids. The point is, it's about the government reengineering families. And it was done cold-bloodedly. Feminism on record. In fact, it's covered in the film Reflections and Warnings I produced with the late, great Aaron Russo. And it's free online. You can buy a DVD of it at InfoWars.com. You want to support us and have it in higher quality. But the point is, it's free. Reflections and Warnings. You know, it's only got 4 or 5 million views online on YouTube. It should have 50 million. But the point is, I'm not being sarcastic. It should have 50 million, not just 3 or 4 million if you add them all together. And it goes through how the Rockefellers bragged to him, big film producer, how they'd done this. But it's in books. Gloria Steinem admits it. Not to empower women, to wreck women, to take over society. The communists always try to get the kids out of the house. In China, they do this. This is the model of total control. That's why California is trying to pass a law against new single-parent homes, single-family homes. Germany's already passed a law. They want you in communal government spy grids. This is a scientific dictatorship. Now, look at the Daily Mail. And I'll put this photo, this article up on screen if you're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv. If not, just search this or it's linked at InfoWars.com. Got a quickie abortion? Comedian Sarah Silverman supports pro-choice debate, tweeting before and after abortion photos. Now, again, first they lied and said it wasn't a baby and told everybody it was, you know, right and all this, or made it about rape or incest when nobody was ever trying to block that. And then look at her. She has her boyfriend doing it like they're happy. She's pregnant. They mock, you know, the couple saying, hey, we're pregnant. You know, that magic moment. They mock that. And then it shows her, you know, in a sexy photo in the same outfit, the, you know, the stomach small now. She killed the baby, it's exciting, and she makes jokes about it. It was a fake abortion. But the point is, they put it out like it was real. They revel in it. Let me explain something. I keep telling you this. The Nazis on record, you have to understand, just type in photos of Margaret Sanger, founder of Planned Parenthood, at Klan rallies. Her letters are public where she said, I want to kill these subhuman blacks and others. How do we do it? We pose as liberals. We're going to get them, but we're going to get everybody. We're going to get the poor people, everybody. We've got to sell it as a right and a privilege and a wonderful thing. We've got to end the family as it's known. They were eugenicists. Scientific revolution. Look it up. Scientific dictatorship. Look it up. And this is the attitude. They get off on it. China sells as cosmetics the rendered lard or fat of babies into the finer cosmetics. Women have it injected into their lips, and it's all a joke. Every drama and sitcom I see denigrates children, denigrates men, wussifies men. There's Margaret Sanger, delivers burning speech, local KKK gals hang on every word. Let's continue here. Now on HBO, they're showing 6-year-olds, and I'm sorry, children as young as 4 performing fellatio with simulated sex objects, and they're attacking conservatives who don't like it. They want to savage our minds, break our will. This is a military operation. These aren't trendy liberals. These are sicko Nazis.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
That's the problem, is that I have all these articles, and if I had time to drill into this one story about this comedian making a joke about killing her baby and telling people she'd killed it and then it was fun, and smiling about it and hurting people's feelings, I could really illustrate to people the type of just amazing wickedness we're dealing with. Now, if you're a radio listener and couldn't see me show the photo of her tweets on PrisonPlanet.tv, where we're streaming video here out of the studio, you're not seeing her with her boyfriend imitating that famous shot where the woman pulls up her shirt and shows her belly and smiles with loving, you know, faraway stare of just being in rapture, and the man all looks excited. And then next it shows her right after the abortion. And then she put it out saying she'd had an abortion just to show everybody that it was her right to kill the baby. Whether you're for abortion or not, don't make sick jokes about it. But that's what this is all about. Next, I take you to the Radar story. And I don't even show this on TV, folks. And warning, if you go look up the Radar online report from the comedy show on HBO, Angry Boys. And it shows 4, 5, 6-year-old girls with giant sex toys sucking them. That's America. And by the way, I've looked at the federal and state laws. That is illegal. That is illegal. And you've got the UN, NAMBLA is part of the United Nations. That's the North American Man-Boy Love Association. I've seen these people on the news. They all look like CPS agents, because that's pretty much where they all work. You didn't know that? Or the TSA. Another TSA got busted reportedly with kids and child porn. And another one got busted with more prostitutes running them. Another one got busted robbing people. And I was reading where at JFK, that on average, they have 240-something thefts a week by the TSA. I was robbed at JFK. I've flown into it and out of it one time, and I was robbed. A wrapped present was opened and the contents stolen. That's America. They probably didn't like it because it was for a child. It was a silver Tiffany teething ring for my newborn daughter at the time, 7 years old now. That's what America is run by, a bunch of criminals. Here's another one. A shock tactic gone too far. New ad features senior citizens simulating sex positions to promote use of condoms. Again, it's not about sex with these people. It's about denigrating our normal basic human instincts, tearing down children, tearing down women, tearing down old people, telling you humans are trash, carbon footprints are bad. Humans need to die. They have these video games they show kids in Australia and in Canada that they show them in public school where it shows little animals being killed, simulated. And don't even show it. Don't even show it to the TV viewers. It's all right. Don't even show it. And they show the little kids animals being killed, little puppies having their heads cut off. And then the kids cry and are taught, well, if you only live to a certain age, if you commit suicide, I'm not joking, even ABC News covered this and was like, ABC News of Australia said, is it good to teach them that they should commit suicide? It's kind of like the video, and this happens at public schools, not just that particular private school, where the autistic boy is chained down for 7 hours being shocked. In public schools, they have them wearing taser belts. And if you don't do what they say, they taser you. This is all just the legalization of torture. And the local news piece, the Fox News, was like, well, it's controversial, the 7 hours of being shocked. It's torture. It's not controversial that the TSA is sticking their hands down our pants. It's illegal. Oh, man, I tell you. I don't even know what to say anymore. All right, let me just try it again. Let me just try to read you the stacks of news here. You've got pedophilia being promoted on HBO, and I am calling for a boycott of their criminal activity, and it's all psychological warfare. Coming up after the break, red alert, Buffett rule is a criminal scam, and I'm going to prove it's a criminal operation by Warren Buffett and the globalist. On the other side, this massive tax increase, they're exempt from it. They use the fact they're exempt from taxes with loopholes they wrote. He helped lobby for the loopholes they have now in the 80s and 90s. Then he talks about the loopholes he had written on record. I have the articles here. And then Buffett talks about, oh my gosh, it's just terrible news that my secretary pays more in taxes percentage-wise than I do. Raise taxes, get me, I'm rich. Class warfare. And it turns out he was the biggest beneficiary of the banker bailout. Himself getting billions, and the companies he's involved with in total over $1 trillion. You know the banker bailout total in the U.S. alone, last time we got numbers, is 27 plus trillion. Of your money. And that's why they need to raise your taxes now to pay for the ongoing banker bailout, which isn't a bailout at all. They're allowed to monetize whatever debt they want and then get interest. The Federal Reserve monetizes U.S. debt. It's private. It creates zeros and ones, buys it at the open market system and other ways, and then creates debt, interest debt that we've got to pay them. We bail them out, and then we go into debt to them. Same thing in Europe. So I'm going to go over that. I'm going to give you my take on the whole Secret Service situation. You've also got these different federal employees groups going to lavish Las Vegas parties, that big scandal. Folks, they always tell you about a Secret Service sex scandal, or they tell you about some people going to Las Vegas and giving each other cash awards and paying themselves to go to Las Vegas. That is bad corruption. But the media that works for the big offshore banks, the real government, those that have hijacked this country, I'm not just saying that. We're really run by foreign banks. I'm going to prove it coming up in the next segment. They don't want the little weevil bugs that they've got parasiting on us and minding us and running us. They don't want their slave masters, who are slaves themselves, getting too much of the goods. If there's too much waste and fraud and abuse, they like a little bit so they can blackmail and control everybody. But if there's too much of it, then they'll take over and mess up the organized looting. And so this is also about acting like, oh, the real corruption is a bunch of hookers with the Secret Service and the military. And I'm not saying that's good. It just shows what we've turned into. Or they'll talk about some employees, you know, wasting millions of dollars and the federal government going and having parties in Vegas. When meanwhile, DynCorp, there's Hillary dancing with the ladies like she always is. Anyways, going back to what I was saying, whatever. Secret Service is with female hookers, Hillary's out dancing. The point is that there are trillions being stolen, DynCorp Halliburton running child kidnapping rings, cancer viruses being injected into us in the vaccines, GMO poisoning us, and we're hearing about the Secret Service and hookers. We'll be right back. Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones. I'm looking for people that have the wisdom to spot savings, opportunity, and recognize risk. Saving means to make money. The Calbin Pure Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated and twice as good as what you're using now. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils that contain no useless dyes, perfumes, deodorants, or antibacterials. Your risk is the hundreds of hazardous toxic detergents that give you rashes, itching sores, and deteriorating clothing called lint. If you want something better, if you want something you've never had before, you have to do something you've never done before. Getting a free catalog is easy by calling 800-340-7091 or see Calbin on the web at 5starsoap.com. Take charge of your health now by calling 800-340-7091 or see Calvin on the web at 5starsoap.com. Second hour, I will open the phones up today. In the next segment, I'm going to play a special news report that InfoWars.com produced in association with writer, director, TV host Sean Stone, laying out the evidence for high crimes and misdemeanors committed by Barack Hussein Obama. And some people in the comments, in fact, here's one of them on YouTube, on the 10-minute piece we're going to play here on the radio, said, impeach Obama for what? Oh, wait, for the same things George W. Bush did or Clinton or any other president has done? And I see this idea that, well, just because other people did things that were illegal or unconstitutional, it's okay for Obama to. No, when Bush ordered torture, which is totally illegal, I called for his impeachment. And supported calls for it in the House. I supported on talk radio the impeachment of William Jefferson Clinton for lying under oath. It'd be like saying, well, somebody else got away with murder, so it's okay now. And the point is, you notice now it gets worse each administration because the bureaucracy and the corporate interests that aren't free market, that are monopoly groups, they're basically mafias, crime syndicates. They want to be able to rob and steal and take whatever they want. And it's bad enough to have some corruption in government. But these globalists have laid out Agenda 21 on record to take control of almost all private property, to raise taxes and regulations, to bankrupt you, and to create a post-industrial, post-service economy. These are quotes by Maurice Strong, Club of Rome, UN, Ted Turner. This is what they're doing. They want you to go bankrupt. They want there to only be a few mega corporations. This is the stated goal. We're being conquered by a corporate takeover. When I say our government was taken over by private banks, I'm not just saying that. I'm not just saying that. That's what the New World Order is. In David Rockefeller's own memoir, he says the New World Order is a global corporate system run by international financiers. And he says, surely that's a better system than the self-determination of democracies. I mean, go read it. But see, they know you're not reading. They know I get up here and talk about this. People are like, oh, that's ridiculous. Funny, though, people are starting to listen. The Washington Post looks so silly saying Bilderberg didn't exist all these years. I mean, even the last 6 years is the Drudge Report every year links to our reports live from Bilderberg. And as hundreds of, you know, European papers pick up our stuff, including The Guardian, biggest paper, not just in England, but in Europe. It's the English speaking paper. That's the unifying language over there. And the Washington Post and New York Times just a few years ago were still saying it didn't exist. Well, now they came out last week and said it exists and it's selecting Mitt Romney's running mate. And basically said that Rubio was meeting down there in Latin America at this summit at a Bilderberg steering meeting that our intel said 2 weeks ago with Jim Tucker, they were going to have a steering meeting down there. Boom. Why would the Washington Post be admitting that now? Not only it exists, but they're running things because they look like idiots caught lying to you. They can only lie in the dark. They can only creep up to you in the dark. A vampire can only creep up, to use an analogy, in the dark. But if you're out there at high noon in the middle of a field, folks, vampires aren't going to be able to creep around anymore. They're like, okay, I'm a vampire. What's the big deal? Kind of like The Economist, Newsweek, Washington Post now. They're all world governments good, run by bankers. They know best. You know, the autocratic technocrats, they know best. But still, that Alex Jones is bad because he doesn't want us to run things. He's still bad. Because, you know, he didn't mind being made fun of all those years talking about real issues. Give me a document camp shot right over here, buddy. Thank you. Fred. Look at this note here. And if you simply go online, if you're a radio listener, in fact, I'll scan this in and put it up tomorrow. In fact, I meant to do this. I meant to cover this on Monday, but I'm going to do it now. Because I want to do a whole report on this. And I've done this off and on over the years. And I've bought many of these at coin shops, and then they always get lost around the office or whatever and all the piles of data and files and information. But my uncle was here visiting the other day, and he said, hey, I've heard you talk about United States notes. Here's one of those notes. Why don't you show it? So here I am showing it. This was reissued by Kennedy in 1963. You can zoom in right there and see 1963. He issued it 1 month before he was killed. And as you can see there, it says 1963. And up here, it says United States Note. Now, United States Note, what is the difference in that and what we have today? He was simply reissuing something that was in existence prior to 1913 and the Federal Reserve Act. It says federal is Federal Express or Federal Ammunition. Hint, it's not federal. It's a private, non-governmental organization with government power. It's an NGO. It's the same model in every country in the world. And the first thing they do when they bomb your nation and take it over is they install a central bank controlled by them. This money the government can issue as a symbol of exchange with zero interest to the government. They don't owe somebody to be able to operate. And again, you can go online and type in United States note issued by Kennedy, and you'll see scans of them online. The guy's actually found one. Good job. There it is in high def for folks watching. And then I hold a physical one here in my hand. He also signed the executive order to begin the abolishment of the Federal Reserve. They blew his head off in Dallas, Texas. And I've talked to the widow of the president and others, LBJ, and she said that was the thing that made the elite most angry. Not trying to end the Vietnam War, not all of it, that had been going covertly, but to try to get rid of the Federal Reserve. Because again, Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan, Bank of America, Citigroup, Wells Fargo, did I mention them? Those are the banks that are the private shareholders of the Federal Reserve. And all of your income tax, as Ronald Reagan's Congressional Commission in 81 found, they shot him right after his commission came out, and then he went and they had some special surgeries and things, gave him some cold blood, brain damaged him at the military base, and he came out. They'd have to get him drugged up just to roll him out in front of the crowds after that. That was a soft coup. The point is that you start talking about this as a president, they kill you or incapacitate you. So this is the real government, is the private Federal Reserve. And they issue all the money they want. Their goal is to bankrupt you and to bankrupt all other businesses, corporations that aren't part of their crony insider deal. That's the New World Order. And that's now admitted. In fact, let me show you some articles. I said I'd document this. Here's my article and video. Red Alert, Buffett Rule is a criminal scam. A variant headline is massive tax increases to be funded by banker bailout. With banker bailout money. Red linked at Infowars.com. And the video breaks it all down with the articles. What are the articles? And I'll show you a document cam of this. Washington Post Friday or Thursday. How Buffett Rule could still be escaped by the highest earning households. Of course, they leave themselves trap doors and ways to get out. And then it says later in the paragraph that the richest billionaires are actually exempt from it. Boom. Why does a rich guy want to raise taxes and use class warfare? Because the real rich guys control government and got rich off government contracts and government bailouts. Buffett is a criminal because he lobbied for the illegal, and this was brought up at the time, practice at the time, to get rid of the Glass-Steagall Act so they could sell fraudulent derivatives into the market. Here's McClatchy. Buffett, champion of bailout, is also leading beneficiary. See, he wants more tax money for future bailouts, which aren't really bailouts. They hold us hostage. They say, give us unlimited tax money or we'll implode the economy. So a bailout's really just a tax to private banks. So they want to raise another article where the Federal Reserve wants to raise your taxes.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
All right, coming up in the second hour, presidential advisor confirms on video that the elite is carrying out occultic rituals. David Gergen admits it. That video up at Infowars.com. We talked to him. We're going to play that in the next hour. More on Warren Buffett and how the ultra-rich get your tax money. What a scam. It's amazing. The Secret Service, all that's coming up. But here is the video audio report with Sean Stone on just some of the high crimes and misdemeanors of Obama. It is so important to hold him accountable, or other presidents will go even further. Imagine the NDAA, the secret arrest, the police state, the insider trading, all of it. Hiring of the lobbyists, the secrecy, the broken promises, the launching wars, under UN command telling Congress to go to Hades. It's criminal.
7th of this year. Representative Walter Jones of North Carolina introduced House Resolution 107 into the United States Congress. The resolution states, whereas the cornerstone of the Republic is honoring Congress's exclusive power to declare war under Article 1, Section 8, Clause 11 of the Constitution, now therefore be it resolved by the House of Representatives, the Senate concurring, that it is the sense of Congress that, except in response to an actual or imminent attack against the territory of the United States, the use of offensive military force by a president without prior and clear authorization of an act of Congress violates Congress's exclusive power to declare war under Article 1, Section 8, Clause 11 of the Constitution. Jones intended his resolution to express the sense of Congress that the use of offensive military force by a president without the prior and clear authorization of an act of Congress constitutes an impeachable high crime and misdemeanor under Article 2, Section 4 of the Constitution. Why does President Barack Obama deserve to be impeached? Here are four reasons.
Doing little or nothing at all will result in even greater deficits, even greater job loss, even greater loss of income.
1. The Obama administration not only endorsed the 2008 bailout policy, the funds from which did not go either to homeowners or for taxpayers' protection, but rather to the consolidation of private banks, many of them in Europe. There was no investment of any meaningful type in the physical economy. There was no protection of the American people, but rather an illegal commitment made on behalf of private banking institutions to commit the American people to paying a debt that the American people did not accrue. The trillions of dollars that were pledged to the private banking sector are backed by the assets belonging to the American people. This combines to represent the most clear violation of the principle of the general welfare in the preamble to the Constitution of the United States.
I also want to be clear about what we will not be doing. The United States is not going to deploy ground troops into Libya.
U.S. boots are reportedly on the ground in Libya.
2. The Obama administration conducted a war in Libya, which it claimed it did not conduct, with American forces that it claimed were not involved, to the purpose of overthrowing and then executing a head of a sovereign state, who was held in the custody of insurgent forces financed and militarily supported by the United States, France, Britain, and other NATO countries. This was done despite the fact that the United States was neither attacked nor threatened with attack by the nation of Libya. Only the Congress, not the President, has the authority under the Constitution to declare war. But the Obama administration believes that it has that authority.
Do you think that you can act without Congress to initiate a no-fly zone in Syria without congressional approval?
The administration recently asserted that its actions are above the laws of the United States in an exchange between Obama Secretary of Defense Leon Panetta and Senator Jeff Sessions of Alabama.
Our goal would be to seek international permission, and we would come to the Congress and inform you and determine how best to approach this, whether or not we would want to get permission from the Congress. I think those are issues we would have to discuss as we decide what to do here.
What I heard you say is, we're going to seek international approval, and they will come and tell the Congress what we might do.
The Obama administration thus does not believe that the Congress has the exclusive power to declare war, and accordingly, the president should be impeached.
Let me welcome Prime Minister Cameron to the United States of New York. Obviously, there is an extraordinarily special relationship.
Three, the Obama administration sides with the imperial power of Great Britain, and proudly so, in what has been called the special relationship. Through that special relationship, the United States, as a result of the false intelligence advocated by Tony Blair, claimed that Iraq had weapons of mass destruction and conducted a preventive war against Iraq in 2003. Preventive war was declared a crime against humanity by the Nuremberg Statutes of 1947. But now, on March 13th of this year, Barack Obama and David Cameron declared their intention to seek the removal of the Syrian regime of President Bashar al-Assad, a regime that has shown no intent of threatening or attacking the United States Republic. This shows Obama's intent to continue a policy of war, for the commission of which the Nazis were sentenced to death at Nuremberg. If President Obama intends to finance, arm, or in any way militarily support the rebel factions against the president of Syria, he has a constitutional requirement to approach the Congress for a declaration of war. Four, President Obama has committed us as a country to a policy of indefinite warfare, including on American soil. On December 31st, 2011, Barack Obama signed into law the 2012 National Defense Authorization Act, which includes provisions that state that Congress affirms that the authority of the president to use all necessary and appropriate force pursuant to the authorization for use of military force includes the authority for the armed forces of the United States to detain covered persons pending disposition under the law of war. When Congress defined such covered persons, exempting U.S. citizens from the language, they were rebuked by the Obama administration, which told them to remove U.S. citizens from being precluded. Thus, as a result, U.S. citizens can also be detained by the U.S. military indefinitely without due process or civilian trial. This now allows the United States military to arrest and detain without trial American citizens who are deemed enemy combatants. It abrogates the Constitution of the United States in the 4th, 5th, and 6th Amendments, the right of the people to be secure in their persons against unreasonable searches and seizures, and that no person shall be held to answer for a capital or otherwise infamous crime unless on a presentment or indictment of a grand jury, and that the accused shall enjoy the right to a speedy and public trial by an impartial jury. All of these rights have been abandoned by the United States under President Barack Obama. Further, the president asks the country to believe him when he says that he will not use his power of the executive towards the arrest of U.S. citizens pursuant to the NDAA of 2012. However, the executive branch has already ordered the execution of an American citizen in November of 2011. The Obama administration has already assassinated an American citizen, Anwar al-Awlaki, who was never tried in absentia, but was simply indicted by a secret court, according to the executive branch, who then ordered his assassination, a murder which also included that of his son, a 16-year-old boy, and a family friend. Considering the president's willingness to assassinate American citizens, are we really ready to entrust him with the power to indefinitely detain U.S. citizens in the course of so-called combat? After all, our Constitution promises the trial of all crimes, except in cases of impeachment, shall be by jury, and such trial shall be held in the state where the said crimes shall have been committed. Now is the time. If we choose to surrender our republic to the machinations of dictatorship for fear of external threats, terrorism, and other amorphous enemies, then we do not deserve the republic, which was given to us by our forefathers and promised to us based on the pledge that it is a republic of the people, by the people, and for the people. Consequently, as a republic belonging to us, we are not accountable to the president and the Congress. They are accountable to us. And should the president presume dictatorial powers, regardless of the state of war that he may claim we are now in. He must respond to our demands to protect American citizens from unauthorized illegal detention by the military and to annul this National Defense Authorization Act of 2012. And if he does not do so, then he deserves to be impeached immediately. But if we say nothing today, where will we be tomorrow?
All right, folks, we'll be back with our number two straight ahead. We're live. It's the 15th day of April, 2012. I'm Alex Jones, defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, fighting the offshore banker occupation of the Republic.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We are blasting out worldwide. Coming up in the second half of this hour, I will take your calls on all the different news items I've been covering today. I need to get more into Warren Buffett and the new tax increases. I need to also get into the IRS trying to get a bill passed. It's passed the Senate now in the House where you can't travel, can't leave the country, and it'll soon be can't have a job if the private banker collection group says you haven't paid your taxes. No judge, no jury. This is right out of Soviet Russia. We're also going to get to Secret Service dismisses biggest scandal for agency, and we'll tie that in to Latin American leaders saying decriminalize drugs, it's destroyed their country. But the United States says no, because it's run by the big banks that run the drug cartels and launder the money on record. It's very, very elementary how simple all this is. If you want to go ahead and get lined up, I'd love to hear from you. On this Sunday transmission, it's 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-ALEX. I'm going to be honest with you. Some days we open the phones up, incredibly intelligent person after person. Other days it's folks that sound like they've drunk three bottles of NyQuil and aren't paying attention. I'm going to start, if you don't come out with a cogent, quick point, or you got a long, rambling story, I've got to disconnect you. Because we don't screen calls, but then it gets taken advantage of and is weird. Because when I do screen calls by saying on this topic, on this issue, like some days I should just ask, computer specialists, what do you think of SOPA and all this new legislation? And it would all just be genius callers, thought-provoking, incredible. Or if I say police officers, call in about this issue, incredible callers, incredibly thought-provoking, profound. Or military, call in. Or doctors, call in. Profound, incredible, breaking news. When I just say open phones, whatever you want, it is hellish, and you all know it. And my listeners are complaining, and I'm listening. In fact, I am 2 inches from kicking in phone screening. And that doesn't mean if it's not left or right or not what we're looking for, you don't get on. It means you better know how to talk. Because, look, all talk radio has people that are half asleep calling in. It's just they don't let you on air. And so my total open door policy is coming to an end. So if you're halfway into a fifth of Jack Daniels, like I am, I'm joking, do not call into this radio transmission. All right? I'm just telling you right now, I love you to death. I love you to death. And people are like, why does he let this person go for 3 minutes trying to get their point or three segments? I want to revolutionize this show. It's already really reaching a lot of people. Hitting on all cylinders. I want to go to the next level. 877-789-2539. And you don't need to call in and talk bad about the callers. That'll now become a topic. It's just Chris and crew, it's not a request. It is a on-my-knees order that you guys start slapping me upside the head about callers. It's so bad sometimes John Harmon, you know, is like, come on, get him off. Even though it's not his job, he's like, it's so terrible. I mean, I'm great at some things, but I'm not at others. So prepare yourselves for that. That way we can get to the next person. And I'll try to shut up. You can say a lot in a minute. I can give a quick comment, move to the next person. Like, it's another thing on talk radio. Because there's a lot of smart women out there. But I've heard a lot of radio consultants now talking, saying, let women talk on talk radio. And I mean, the host will sit there, and it'll be some dingbat, and they'll go on and on and on just like at a third grade level. And of course, they say that in media, period. You know, dumb it down, dumb it down. I'm not dumbing jack squat down. You're smart. You know what's going on. You don't want a bunch of simplistic bull thrown at you. I mean, some of this stuff's simple we cover, but a lot of it's complex because that's where reality is in complexity. We've gotten dumbed down and dull because we've been fed a diet of it. Me too. I want to change. I want to be a better talk show host, a better fighter for liberty. And I will be. Big video up at Infowars.com. It's an oldie, but a goodie. It's incredible. It's like a buried treasure. Presidential advisor confirms elite's occultic rituals. Straight ahead. Then, the Secret Service scandal. The Taliban offensive.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, my friends, the toll-free number to join us is 877-789-ALEX. 877-789-2539. That's the Sunday number, different than the weekday show, 11 to 2, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, one that's on XM Channel 166. One that's number one in Orlando and many other cities, kind of like we're number one in most demographics, number two in the coveted, 18 to 54 here in Austin on 590. Number one, not in talk radio, number one, period, all over the place, even on smaller stations. The big number one juggernaut, like 590 in Austin, you know, it's still a feat to be better than all the music stations and everybody combined. But it is a real feat with things like 810 AM, which is a good signal, but a relatively new talk station that shifted from oldies, that's carrying us right now a few years ago, to talk, to go from like number five or six in most of the demographics to number one across the board. I just got to say, the instant people meters are really showing the power of this broadcast. And again, the fact that we can be on like little stations in Tennessee, 1,000 waters, and after a couple years being on, we'll be number two or number one in many demographics. I mean, that's unheard of. My point is, freedom and liberty is popular. I hear Republican talk show hosts going, it's wrong to tax the rich. They're the ones that fund the economy and hire employees and buy things, which is true if it's a real rich person that developed something people wanted. They're a godsend, inventors, artists, creators, sports people, whatever. You got money, you're spending it, great. That is who makes the economy go. Research it. But the crony capitalists who are anti-free market, the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, Warren Buffett, Ted Turner, to a greater extent, George Soros, these are people that made money out of government contracts, government inside knowledge, banker bailouts. I mean, I read to you McClatchy. It doesn't get more respected. I got to tell you, for mainstream newspapers, McClatchy, news wires, news services, McClatchy is probably one of the only true bona fide news organizations in the United States. They constantly report accurately. My analysis, I already have it. Go to them. It's exactly what I'd say because it's what's going on. Bloomberg, a little bit too, even though he's an anti-gun piece of garbage, the person. Bloomberg, because it is business news, businesses want real data. Corporations do, so it's a little better too. But still, nothing compared to McClatchy. I mean, here's McClatchy. And it wasn't like it was rocket science. It was a fact that Warren Buffett was the biggest U.S. beneficiary of the banker bailout. That means your tax money. He made himself some estimates. Well, one bailout was over $2 billion. Another was over another billion. And then these other companies he's invested in, it was over $1 trillion. And he's like, jeepers, creepers, Jiminy Crickets. I'm a nice old man. I eat ice cream. Every time he's on TV, let me have an ice cream. I'm a harmless old man. I didn't get all this power by being a hardcore savage scammer. No, I got it by being a nice old man with Bill and Melinda Gates over there. Yeah, I'm a real nice guy. And I want to raise taxes on rich people. Anybody making $250,000 a year in a couple. That isn't rich, folks, with inflation. That's middle class. That's upper middle class. and people making 150,000 or 125,000, excuse me, individually. 125,000 individually. Most municipalities pay police that now. You're going to push them above 40% a tax bracket? All these elitists have written loopholes where they pay almost no taxes. And I read to you last hour in the Washington Post from Thursday how the Buffett rule could still be escaped by highest earning households. And it goes on to say the billionaires are exempt. Do you think some guy like Warren Buffett, living for money, who always tells you he doesn't want money and puts his money in a tax-free foundation where only the profit is taxed and then that's exempt? I mean, it's such a fraud. Buffett, champion of bailout, is also leading beneficiary. That's McClatchy.com from 2009, right after the bailout. And I mean, look, he funds the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. He's given half the money to. He funds most of ABC This Week. In fact, it says underwriting, they're the biggest sponsor of that show. It was Christina Amon Poor. Now it's the other Bilderberg minion, Charlie Rose. And I mean, I don't even watch TV, but I've been in hotel rooms over and over again on a Sunday waiting for an airplane to fly out of some city I'm doing stuff in. And it's all I've watched it like 10 times last year. And every time I watch it, the entire show is about rich people don't pay taxes. But this angel, Bill Gates and Warren Buffett want theirs raised. And it's Warren Buffett. I'm just upset. I want to raise taxes. I don't pay enough. He's the guy that lobbied in the 80s and 90s on record. I've got the articles right here. To put the loopholes in where he doesn't pay. It's a total fraud. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, there's zero hedge. Buffett bailout of BAC sends stock to early August levels. And it goes through the billions of bucks he got. Okay, go read McClatchy and how he made billions. Actually, one part of the bailout was $25 billion Wells Fargo to him. I mean, personally, a couple bill. Yeah, he wants to raise your taxes because he loves you. He takes the money through government and gives it to himself in banker bailouts. If that isn't criminal, I don't know what is. Now, we're going to break and coming back with some more news and then your phone calls. But this hasn't been seen in years. This is in my film, Martial Law, and in my film, The Order of Death. I run into David Gergen in 2004, 8 years ago, at the RNC. This is the Karl Rove of four administrations. And I bring up occult rituals that I've snuck in and videotaped. I'm not the weirdo talking about it. They're into it. And he blew up at me about it. I showed him news articles. Well, on screen, when I talk about it, I show the article where it talks about people running around naked in his quotes. And it's on record. Vanity Fair snuck in 2 years ago and got arrested. But it was just men having sex with each other everywhere. Okay, this is the Christian conservatives, what they're doing right now. Because it's all fake. You don't even get in the club unless you do that. Let's go to this clip of David Gergen blowing up at me. Here it is. Occultic Ritual, the video at InfoWars.com.
In the fall of 2004, while in New York to cover the Republican National Convention, we ran into David Gergen, the Karl Rove of four presidential administrations.
Okay, one last question. I read a Washington Times article many years ago where you had a comment about the organization, and then now it's been in the Wall Street Journal, it's been in a lot of different newspapers, and that's the Bohemian Grove. And back in, 1996, when you joined as a Clinton advisor, the Republicans were criticizing you, oh, what about Bohemian Grove? And then you countered them by saying, hey, I don't run around in the woods naked. What did that mean?
Here is the before-mentioned Washington Times article where he said, I didn't run around naked like they do.
I don't know what quote you're referring to. I'm not aware of any quote like that. I am a happy member of the Bohemian Grove. I like the folks who come there, and it's really inappropriate for me to talk about the group beyond that. Thank you.
Have you been there for the ceremony with the cremation of care?
Frankly, I don't think that's something I need to talk to you about.
Really?
That's right.
Well, I'm Alex Jones, and I snuck in there in 2000. I'm the guy that blew it wide open
and got the video. It's been on national TV.
Well, I disrespect you for that.
You do?
I do.
But it's a lot of big public officials going in there. Don't we deserve to know?
I don't know anything about you, and I don't know anything about your film. But if you go in there with an understanding, you violated that understanding by releasing that film, and I don't respect you for that.
Really? But we have public officials.
I'm sorry. You took an understanding when you went in there that you would not do that film. And did you have an understanding when you went in there?
No.
Did you crash it?
Yes.
Yeah, and it has no trespassing signs there, too, doesn't it?
No, they put them up after.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, sir. I've been there before. I know what the circumstances are, and I'm sorry you violated the understandings. That was not a gentlemanly thing to do.
But what about the ritual? Is the ritual gentlemanly?
A clip of the ritual. Simulated human sacrifice.
Sir, everything I don't owe you this comment.
I know. I appreciate it.
You have.
I tell you what. Hit pause.
Ambush journalism.
Hit pause. Back it up. When we come back from break, we will come back and play the rest of this. But again, he blows up about the ritual, just like Skull and Bones, another homoerotic orgy. And I'm not being homophobic. If that's what the world elite conservatives do. You know, they're all men having sex with each other in a huge pit of feces. That's their issue. I just think they're liars. Thank you for joining us on this live Sunday transmission. I'm here every Sunday, 4 to 6 Central, 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific, 3 to 5 Mountain. Back weekdays, 12 noon to 3 p.m., every day, and if you don't have a local AM or FM in your area, XM 166 or Infowars.com. There's also a free iPhone app and other apps for free there at Infowars.com in the Listen tab on the site. If you want to watch the video that you're hearing on the radio right now, simply go to Infowars.com. It's part of a two-hour film that I produced to great risk to my name and person and treasure that's up there for free on the site. You can also buy a DVD of it. The Order of Death is the name of it. Two films on my infiltration of the Bohemian Grove. But here he is blowing up at me and getting very, very upset about this. Well, he hasn't gotten to the big blow up yet because he thought I'd given an oath to go in and be part of the ritual. And again, it's on record, and they show what they've said is accurate representations of Skull and Bones. This is like the grown-up Skull and Bones. Most of the members are former Skull and Bones at Bohemian Grove. Many of them are. This is what the grown-ups do. But if you see the Good Shepherd film that was produced and directed by Robert De Niro with Matt Damon in it about the CIA being founded out of secret societies like Skull and Bones, that's what secret societies are, the old name for intelligence agencies. It shows men naked wrestling in feces. And that's what they do. And they have sex with each other and the rest of it. And my whole issue is, they claim they're these Christian conservatives. None of that is even real. That's a total facade to make you trust the government what's going on. The occult means hidden or secret government. The national security state is an occult secret society system. It is a hidden state. Let's go to David Gergen, much bigger than Karl Rove, his own nickname, Turd Blossom, by the president, because they're all into scatological issues. Let's go ahead and go to this clip of Gergen blowing up when I bring it up. Here it is.
Sir, everything I don't owe you this comment.
I know. I appreciate it.
You have this is what's called ambush journalism, and I disrespect you for that as well. So thank you and goodbye.
You ever done the ritual?
That's none of your damn business.
Oh,
right. Listen. You go around and make understandings with people and violate them. You ambush people on the streets, and that's inappropriate form of journalism. If you wish to practice that, that's fine, but don't ask others to respect you for it. If you want to, you can do your free American like anything you want. If you want to be uncivil and rude and ungentlemanly, that's up to you. But don't expect the rest of us to say, "Oh, well, you're
there, Mr. Gergen."
I'm sorry, nobody sets policy in there. We try to be gentlemen, and obviously, you don't belong there.
Weaving spiders coming out here.
Yeah, that is a three-pointer. Woo!
Look how strangely he behaved when we brought it up. Why is he acting so secretive? And why did he get so angry when he discovered that we'd snuck in? You see, they take it very, very seriously. This is one of the hallmarks of the occult and secret societies. The word occult means secret. Secrecy is part of their religion. They revel in it, and when it's violated, they become extremely angry. How widespread is the occult? The answer is extremely widespread. Occultism in our society, and particularly in our government, and at the highest levels of corporate America, is rampant.
It is a well-publicized fact.
All right.
That the Reagans had every aspect of their lives.
Again, the full video at Infowars.com right now. They're on the front page. If you'd like to watch it, it's, again, 2 hours or more. Actually, he linked to the martial law film. That's a short segment of, so it's over 3 hours long. Really, three films in one right now at Infowars.com. The other key article, New Banker Bailout, to be funded by giant tax hikes. So you can pay your tax money to Warren Buffett, who then gets up there and goes, me, oh me, I just want to pay more money. Well, then give us the billions you stole in banker bailout, you piece of trash. I mean, it's so simple when you research it how ridiculous these people are. And I've had elitists, you know, off record as a journalist, people say, well, this is off record, Mr. Jones. And they know I live and die by that. And I'm like, okay, off record. And they go, the public are dumb animals and don't want your help. Watch. You're going to help them and they'll never care. They want to be slaves. You should join us. I've been told that repeatedly. So many ways it'll make your head spin. Well, you know what? Let's just say the public are like a bunch of adult children. I'm not doing bad stuff just because they're a bunch of idiots. Because the evil of the New World Order is unbelievable. And it blows back on the elites as well. And, you know, one reason I thought of this today was I was thinking about all the real scandals government's involved in. There's these scandals out where different federal agencies, you know, are spending millions of dollars going to Las Vegas and paying themselves to go and party for days and paying themselves bonuses for planning the trips. And I'm like, yeah, that's bad. But that's not like stealing trillions of dollars and then giving it to yourself and your companies and then lecturing everyone to pay more taxes to get the rich guys to shut down the middle class when you actually just want banker bailout money. I mean, we pay our income tax to the Federal Reserve through the IRS. That's all Buffett's doing. Is it's a new scam of class envy. Hey, poor people, want to get the guy that's got $5 more than you? Get taxes raised. You'll show the rich guy. And I guess that's why the poor get poor. They're like, I love something to get suckered into. Okay, get the rich guys. They're like, that's right. And hey, support NAFTA and GATT. That'll give you more jobs. Shut up, Ross Perot. It's not going to take, you know, their jobs, Al Gore said. And he was all real smug. Larry, remember the Larry King debates? This is a good deal, Larry. Ross Perot's like, giant sucking sound is going to shut us down. Tax incentives to move offshore. It's over. No more. Let me explain the economy. When you have a middle class, they can buy goods. They want a monopoly, Larry. And this isn't even about free market. They want to shut down this economy. This is incredible. Oh, let me act like a Nelly from Tennessee. Let me act trendy. Global warming, give me money. Oh. And everybody just goes, oh, my God, he's acting trendy. Fall down and worship Al Gore. It's the same thing. Oh, every time. Guys, type in Warren Buffett with an ice cream cone. Because I'm serious. I see it on magazines, newspapers for like a decade. It's always nice old man wants to give you free money. Look, he's licking an ice cream cone. They must have done some psychological warfare algorithm where they go, just act like a bumbling idiot, eat ice cream cones, act like a moron, and tell them you want to give them money, and they'll open their wrist to you. I mean, the American people would feed their children into wood chippers for Warren Buffett and Bill Gates to yeah, there he is eating ice cream. So they found it in seconds. It's just like, he eats ice cream. Let him gang rape us. Maybe I'll go rob a bank. I'm joking. I won't actually do it. I'm saying, hypothetically, go rob a bank. Cops show up, and I'm like, ice cream cone from Dairy Queen that Warren Buffett owns. And the cops are, oh, stop, sir. You shot 5 people in the bank. You're walking out with giant bags of money, but you're licking an ice cream cone. I'm like, that's right. Now, shine my boots. And the cop just looks at the ice cream cone and goes, I can't say no. I can't say no to an ice cream cone. See, it's all about being non-threatening. Margaret Sanger, I'm a liberal. You know, Bill Clinton, I'm a liberal. They're not liberals. They're criminals. And if you think things are going to be different under Mitt Romney, financed by the very same banks, supported abortion, gun control, open borders, carbon taxes. Oh, he sings a different tune now, but he works for the same banks. Everything done by either party is because the offshore murdering criminal banks want it. We'll be right back. Ugh. Alex Jones here. go into your phone calls here in a moment, the final 30 minutes of this worldwide transmission. Up at InfoWars.com, Aaron Dykes today posted what I really like, a boil-down story that has little sniblets, little snippets of different news services reporting basically the same thing. Here's one. Oh, the IRS, you're not going anywhere. Fox News. Here's another one. Forbes, forget travel if you owe the IRS. And it just goes on from there. That's at InfoWars.com. Now, if you're not a student of just basic history, only Nazi Germany and Soviet Russia would restrict people's passports if they weren't in good with the Der Fuhrer. First, they took those before you disappeared. And I don't have time to play because I want to go to your calls, but the first minute, in fact, we'll do it at the end of the show. Will you guys queue up the first minute of Martial Law, 911, Rise of the Police State? Because I made that in 2004, and I say in the future, well, the narrator, I wrote the piece he read, the narrator says in the future they will secretly arrest citizens, there'll be checkpoints on highways, and you won't be able to travel outside controlled zones, and I break it down. How'd I know? Because I study what Homeland Security is. Homeland Security is a federal takeover by foreign banks and the Federal Reserve's collection agency, the IRS. It's the end of the country. They want to bankrupt you. So I just want to give you that message. Our government's had problems in the past, but it had a policy of prosperity. The rich elites we had knew a rising tide raises all ships. The old elites built giant museum districts in every city. That ain't the way it goes now, okay? This is Agenda 21. We're not in Kansas anymore. So I'm here to tell you, it just gets darker, it gets worse from here if we don't wake up that we got really bad people in charge, okay? And I'm not some naive person that thinks the world's ever perfect. We're supposed to have angel cake government. They make us think they're on top corruption. Oh, some people went to Las Vegas on federal funds. Oh, the Secret Service is hiring hookers. I'm not saying that's good, but that's nothing compared to Warren Buffett calling for tax increases, and the Federal Reserve that he works for openly says they want it to pay more money to foreign banks who then give themselves giant bonuses. And it's so big, even some of my own researchers go, I know it's true, but it's just, I don't know how to articulate it. We pay taxes and Warren Buffett gets it. Yes. Yes, that's it. It's so over the top. I get it. Okay, I get it. I know it's hard to deal with being screwed this hard, but just going, oh, it's too horrible, I can't look. No more taxes, cut them. Look at Europe. They have like 80% tax rates one way or the other in some areas of Europe, and there's never enough money. This country had on average, about a 5% federal tax rate, maybe a 6%, 7% state tax one way or the other. And we had 10, 12, 15% growth rates that no one's matched until 1913. From our founding in 1776, 1798, when our country really, or 1789, when it really got going through, over 10% growth rates, just milk and honey, but just unbelievable. Government is a cancer. Government doesn't want to stabilize the economy. It wants to shut it down. They admit the carbon taxes are to shut it down, and they say, these carbon taxes will supercharge our economy. It's the opposite. So people are like, Alex, you got to cover the Secret Service with a bunch of hookers. And I'm like, female hookers? What, it wasn't like where the UN's murdering small children or blowing their heads off and making snuff films that no one wants to cover? I don't want to hear about it. I'm for decriminalization of prostitution, not because I agree with it, but because it takes the criminality and the money out of it. Just like Latin American leaders say, decriminalize drugs. Legalize it to the point of regulation, not full legalization. And Europe's done it in many areas. Crime rates get cut by about half. Drug use plummets. But of course, the U.S., that means the banks that launder the money, Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, Wells Fargo, all of them on record caught, you know, laundering drug money. Look it up. Hundreds of billions a year. They won't believe it. Just type in big banks caught laundering drug money. I mean, it's every one of them. All the big ones. Just Warren Buffett's outfit, $376 billion in 2 years. But he's a nice old man. In fact, show the image you found. I said, you only found one image? They go, no, it's thousands. And sure enough, it's hundreds of individual photos of him eating ice cream as a prop. Look, I'm a non-threatening old man. Look, I'm friendly. Ice cream. Real villains don't dress up in Darth Vader outfits or Hitler outfits anymore. They dress up with an ice cream cone and act like Mr. Magoo when he's really a hardcore eugenicist. And if you don't know what that is, you better look it up. And I'm risking my life doing this. You know, Melinda Gates, who heads up this $100 billion foundation against humanity, she came out in Germany last week and attacked those of us saying this and said that we're going to cost lives saying they want to reduce population. Kind of a threat, you know, out of their whole nomenclature. Oh, I got the message, honey. You didn't think I didn't get it before I did this? You didn't think I wasn't all in? I'm done. Hold an ice cream cone up in front of me. I see who you are. You think the devil shows up with big black horns? Pull up the devil from Legend. I think that's the most archetypal devil ever. You know, the great Tom Cruise film by one of my favorite directors, Ridley Scott. Watch my Prometheus review online. Just type in Alex Jones Prometheus to see it. The secrets of that. But, you know, that archetypal devil, the devil from that movie. I don't know what the devil looks like. The devil looks like a sweet little old man with an ice cream cone. You ever wonder why in almost every photo he's got an ice cream cone? He'll be on the news and go, hold on, and start licking an ice cream cone. It's all a sick gimmick. See, I'm an advertising guy. I mean, that's what I am. Instinctively, I went to school, but I don't use tricks to sell. I use the truth to sell. I'm like a guy who's a magician who tells you all the tricks. All right, I said I'd go to your calls. I'm just really freaked out right now. I'm really freaked out right now. Let's go ahead and go to Trey, and then David, Eric, Robert, Duncan, Chris, Phil, Ed, Leon, Rob, Andrew, and others. Trey, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi. I wanted to ask, is it true that our birth certificates have been put up for collateral?
Yes, it's true. Yes, and your blood's taken at birth for 40 years. I covered it 17 years ago. It's all declassified. DNA databanks, they say you're owned. It's called human resources. It's hidden in plain view. You are seen as coal. You are seen as trees. You are seen as a resource, as an animal, by these people. Yes, you are held as collateral by the Federal Reserve, by Warren Buffett. Go ahead.
So that makes us enslaved?
Yeah, and I don't like it. I mean, it'd be one thing if I was a slave. They put cancer viruses and vaccines they push on little kids. These are horrible people. See, they've already stolen the whole world. They don't like having to take care of us. They want to kill us now. You got that? God bless you, sir. Yes, we're enslaved. Well said, Trey. God bless you. David in North Dakota, you're on the air.
Well, hello, Alex. Thanks for taking my call here. Just listening to that last caller there is there's so many things to say here, but I just want to make a couple of points. As far as the IRS and especially the IRS, I suppose, and the Federal Reserve, what people have to understand about that whole entity is that the people are actually funding their own destruction. And I find it rather odd that when I talk to people that they don't understand that, and they really don't understand fractional banking and how this whole system works. And they really are you know, destroying us financially.
Well, I'll say this. I blame the elite for the conscious evil, but I blame the general public, because they're dragging me along with them, for like going, whatever, I'm lazy. Folks, exactly. That you better find out the difference between a U.S. note and a Federal Reserve note. You better, because our forebears weren't perfect, but they wanted freedom. They'd fight to have it. So look at all the liberty we got. 5% of the world's population had half the wealth, Bubba. Why is that?
That's very true. See, I just want to make a couple of more points here, if I can, you know, as far as just a couple of things. You know, as far as laws that are passed and the that come from Congress, you know, from what I understand or from what I read about it all is that any law that's passed that is unconstitutional really isn't a law.
Yeah, Marbury versus Madison plus just basic human rights, Magna Carta 1215. Yeah, Congress passes a law saying that Obama can murder children on the White House lawn. It's null and void. They pass a law saying the president can secretly arrest and kill citizens. It's null and void. It is the arrest warrant for treason. It is the proof of their criminality.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
That's right, waging war on corruption, crashing through the lies and disinformation. I didn't get to this today. I mentioned it. I'll cover it more tomorrow. Even The Hill newspaper admits the new legislation to hand the internet over to the Pentagon, the banks that run the Pentagon, CISPA, is the end of free speech, the end of property rights online. It's just SOPA 2.0, even worse. I'm going to go to your calls and jam in as many as I can right now. Just be ready with your comment and question. I apologize for not going to them sooner. I want to talk to you. I love you. The points you make are incredible. I'm honored by the amount of listeners out there. I'm humbled. And I just get into a maniac mode here, but I don't apologize for that. We need to. Here is the first 50 seconds from my three-hour tour de force martial law 911 rise the police state. 2004, this is the voiceover I wrote by and the narrator predicting what we're now living in just 8 years later. Here it is.
In the early years of the 21st century, terrorism was used by governments across the world as a pretext to scare their populations into submission. Life became a surveillance grid nightmare, with every individual's actions ruthlessly catalogued and recorded by the state. Secret arrests, checkpoints, and warrantless searches spread. The final incremental march of the police state, culminating in open martial law. This is the story of how the elite sold their people into slavery and scared the once proud and brave people of the West into submitting to being cannon fodder in wars for world domination.
Made clear.
That's martial law, 911, rise the police state, 3 hours of total documentation. Go watch it online. Just type it in. It's millions of views. Nothing like our Valhalla Obama deception and other films, but it's reached a lot of people. Resistance is victory. Let's go to Dave in North Dakota. Dave, you're on the air.
Thank you, Alex. I just want to make one more point here. You know, in this info war, whether it be a physical war or an info war, I think people need to know who their enemy is as well. You know who the enemy is so that you can win the battle. I mean, it's really hard to win a battle unless you know who your enemy is. And then I'd encourage everyone, I mean, to read the Constitution, Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights, and the Federalist Papers. And
yeah, what's going on, I got to jump, is totally illegal. Make no mistake, people ask, they're violating the Constitution. They've already butchered it. And with it, all our protections. We're just like somebody in Mexico or North Korea now, unless we stand up and say no. I mean, folks, if you don't say no now, you were warned. Good points, Dave. Eric in California, got to move quick. Go ahead. Welcome.
Yes, Alex, I'm a thankful and proud member of Prison Planet. And my point today is I think that we're jumping the gun with the impeachment of Barack Obama, and I believe that we should be moving more towards throwing him out as an ineligible incumbent to reverse.
Sure, but the courts, I mean, obviously he's not who he says he is. He's got three other names, everything's shielded, it's all been proven fake. But again, the fact is he launched wars, and Congress said you've got to get approval, and he said, no, I don't. The UN is my boss. That violates the Constitution on its face, totally impeachable. Get rid of him.
But don't you think that maybe they want him impeached so that they can keep these court appointments in?
No, they would have impeached him if they wanted him impeached. Do you see the establishment trying to impeach him?
No.
Well, listen, he's probably going to get another term. I mean, I think Romney's a ringer. Romney supports everything he supports. He's a different color. He's from a different area of the country, but that's the only difference. I mean, all these conservatives going, I like Mitt Romney. He's not for Obamacare. He wrote the model of it. I hear people on talk radio going, he'll repeal it. Oh, man, the elite want this. Obama and Romney are puppets. Why do we then impeach a puppet? To punish the globalist and let them know we're not going to put up with it. We've got to start punishing these people. People are like, well, Bush did stuff like this. Yeah, and it's getting worse under Obama. What's coming next? It's like, well, they've been taking our rights for a long time. Yeah, and it's getting worse. Good points, though, Eric. I appreciate your call. I got to jump. Robert in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead, Robert.
Well, Alex, thank you very much. I have been listening to you for about 5 years. I've lived 30 years in Mexico. I have been had my merchandise confiscated by the Queen and donated to one to Jersey Island. I saw the special on the Jersey Island also. I got so much to tell you. I just can't do it in 3 minutes. I'm sorry.
No, but you've been gang raped by the New World Order, and you don't care if Warren Buffett's got an ice cream cone.
25 years for the answer. I've been looking for 25 years, and you've helped me get it the last 5 years, and now you're about all we listen to.
So, well, God bless you, and thanks for putting up with me.
And I download you and put you on CDs, and we don't get in the car for 3 minutes without turning you on.
How did you find the show?
Well, it started out, I found David Icke about 3 years before I found you. But it started in the late 90s and traveling from Mexico up to the States by car. I would pick up coast to coast, going through the mountains, and I'd stop and listen to it. And from there it grew. And then I heard you on coast to coast once, and there was a battle like between you and David Icke in the beginning some years back, and then you reconciled, which I'm glad to hear.
David's on Tuesday. You're beautiful, and I love you. Closing comment.
Okay, closing comment. We can't stop, we can't give up, and we got to get Ron Paul as president.
Exactly. Well, I want to say something about Ron Paul, and thank you for the call. He wins by running and injecting ideas. They stole the early states. He was the front runner. All the polls and numbers showed it. They stole it. Then people say, well, he's not winning. I'll go to Romney. And so now he's not really winning. But he was winning early on. They did steal it, Maine, Iowa. That's total fact. But again, we gain ground each time, and we woke folks up. Most people now know the Federal Reserve is private. People didn't know that years ago. It's very, very exciting. And by the way, I owe a lot to Coast to Coast. That's one of the most common things we hear is people first learned about us, Coast to Coast AM. That's on many of the affiliates we're on. Who's up next here? Duncan in South Carolina. Go ahead.
Hey, what's up, Alex?
Worldwide transmission.
Hey, I've been following you for about 15 years now, and I've been watching the New World Order since the mid-80s. There's only one thing I want to say, and that is that we have divorced God from our reality, and we don't see God's hand in the movements that are taking place.
No, we've made government our God, and if you don't believe in the devil, fine, but this government might as well be the devil. So absolutely, you're right. It starts when we get on our knees. The problem is, went to church this morning, they were worshiping the police state. So the churches have been taken over.
Well, that's not the point I want to make. The point I want to make is that God has a heavenly agenda that supersedes the New World Order agenda and relegates it to just a subpart of God's heavenly agenda. And God's agenda is being worked out, but we don't see it because we have divorced him from our reality. And the outcome
I agree with you. This is a test. The evil is there to separate the wheat from the chaff. Great points. Jamming another. Chris in Wisconsin, trying to get to everybody here. Of course, we won't. Chris, go.
Hi, Alex. I talked to you the first time about a year ago where I read you my script for the New World Order Fails video regarding the Hutari tribe. And they've been back in the news lately. And in the same spirit of preemptive defense, a few months ago I heard some really awful, slanderous lies about someone I've respected for a long, long time on the radio, so I started up a blog instead at WordPress.com, and it's called I Punched Out Jesse Ventura. So it's I Punched Out Jesse Ventura. WordPress.
Yeah, that's just a total psyop. It turns out News Corp published that book saying that, and then never told people they were selling the book, or it was their imprint when they had that guy on. And Ventura says he's going to take legal action on him. Great point. Let's jam in another here. Phil in Boston, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. How are you?
Good, sir.
Hey, listen, you've won the argument. I can't find anything wrong with your argument at all, but more people need to hear the message. And I think the number one thing a guy's going to look at is a pretty girl, so I'm calling for a Miss InfoWars contest.
All right, I'm going to be honest with you. We're trying to hire a male and female reporter, $10,000 in prizes. It's the InfoWars Reporter Contest. Just Google it, you'll find it. And we've had like 5 women enter it and like 400 men. And yes, we're going to hire female reporters, not just on looks, but on their brain. But I agree with you. We need women in the info war. So calling women, join the contest, get involved, do whatever. We're looking for the females in the info war fight. It's that simple. Great point, sir.
And there's nothing more, you know, attractive than an informed woman who knows how to actually take care of her kids, feed them good food.
There's nothing better than a mama who loves liberty and loves those babies and hates the scumbag Warren Buffett ice cream demon.
Redefined.
Oh, I'll tell you, there's nothing better. All right, God bless you. Listen, I'm sorry to Ed and Lennon and Rob and Andrew. I'll get back to you tomorrow. Call me. I love you. You're awesome. I'm going to take a bunch of calls tomorrow, which means about 5 calls. But the point is, 11 a.m. Central tomorrow, Infowars.com. Big videos up on the site. Get them out to everybody and defeat this Warren Buffett baloney rule. He wants your money.